Sitting here at the tip of Land's End, 1,000 miles from the U.S. border, it's interesting that, well, we seem to get our news faster than when we were in the States. No, really, we do. And it isn't coming through traditional means. We've been down here almost a year now, and there have been some fairly large news events that have taken place. Osama bin Laden and Muammar Gaddafi were killed. There were monster tornadoes in the United States and violent earthquakes across the globe. We haven't missed a beat of the presidential primary that's in full swing right now, and we keep tabs on pop culture, like the recent passing of singer Whitney Houston. Instead of the traditional news platforms, though, we learned of these events through social media giants like Facebook and Twitter. It's how we keep in touch with the world. Now, stepping back about 7 years ago, there were a few of us in the media, only a few of us, on the editorial and advertising sides of the wall who saw it all coming. We understood that if you could send an email through cyberspace and get it to a destination halfway around the world in milliseconds, somebody, somewhere, would figure out that they could disseminate news in the same fashion, and that if you could post news that quickly, you could market your product to advertisers who understood that instant access to news and information meant a larger, more voracious audience to place your advertising in front of. Facebook and Twitter are proving that true once again. Saturday, as news of Houston's death played out on Facebook, the CNN anchor could only vamp to fill airtime, repeating over and over that the singer had died, but they had no other information. Meanwhile, my Facebook page was filling up with news items as they broke, links to her movies and songs, and responses from the rich and famous. Updates shot out across the internet via Reuters, the Associated Press, the Huffington Post, and the Los Angeles Times, which made a remarkable comeback about 10 minutes into the story with some fine coverage on the fly. But it all flowed through Facebook and Twitter as quickly as you could click the mouse on your computer. It's interesting, too, because supposedly Facebook and Twitter are thought of in the States as being primarily associated with a younger, hipper crowd. Here, however, we are meeting a lot of people from around the globe who are not so young, but apparently fairly hip. They keep tabs on not only friendships, but current events through social media. Now, of course, when you do start following stories in social media, you also have to contend with the snarky comments that people leave. It can, at times, seem very tabloid-esque, as besides the news, you also get a hamper full of dirty laundry. But if you can weed through all the negatives associated with social media, and believe me, there are plenty, you can get the news accurately and quickly, whether you are in Los Cabos or Salt Lake City. This is Ed Casilia for Utah Public Radio.